Panel, we are a wee bit short of time, so I will tell you quickly that Mr. Guilfoyle is salaried, deals in a service, and we'll begin things with Bobby Darin.
Mr. Guilfoyle, would I come to you for this particular service that you deal in?
Yes, you would.
Is it something that falls under the category of something I need?
No. Need? No. That's one down and nine to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Mr. Guilfoyle, I'm sure I would enjoy coming to you, but would it ever be necessary for me?
Or pleasurable?
It wouldn't be necessary.
It would be a pleasure.
It would be a pleasure, but the answer had been given unnecessary, Dorothy, so
oh,
I think we have to
so
give you
sorry, John.
A run over it. Two down and eight to go, Mr. Sir.
Guilfoyle, do you do anything that could vaguely be called entertainment business?
No, he does not. No, even what he does could not be considered entertainment business. Three down and seven to go, Miss Francis.
Do you wear something other than an ordinary business suit in your job?
Yes.
Would it be any help to us if we saw you in whatever you wear? Would we have any idea of what you do?
Yes, you would.
So that it's something of a costume, is it, what you wear?
Yes.
Do you wear it indoors? Oh, he wears it outdoors. Why did I ask that way?
No, he doesn't wear it indoors.
He wears it indoors when he gets into it, is
when
what I
meant. When he gets into it, yes. That's fine. That's four down and six to go, too, Mr. Darin.
Does what you do usually result in some pleasurable experience for the individual who comes to you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Is there any degree of survival involved in having... in having this particular service?
Well, I would say this, that only to the degree that, you know, there danger is inherent in crossing the street, etc. If you have the service which is available to you from Mr. Guilfoyle, it certainly could affect the survivability factor, as it might subsequently be applied to any actions which you might indulge in as a result of the service.
Yes, but what I was asking was...
Now, actually, Barry, we're running out of time. You want to take a shot?
Anything to do with airlines?
No.
Anything to do with ice skating?
No, but Dorothy was getting close. He teaches parachute jumping.
Oh.
And the thing we're afraid of actually is employed by the Lakewood, New Jersey Sports Parachuting Center. We thought, you know, somebody might say Lakewood, that old Air Force thing out
that
there, but you didn't do
it. Pleasure parachuting?
Oh, it's a big
sport. Sport jumping.
Yeah.
You know, folks do it on Sundays for fun. Thank you very much. And we gave them a bit of a tussle. Too. Thanks. Nice to have you with us in What's My Line. Oh, good night. Recommend this parachute jumping to Bennett. And good night, Arlene Francis.
And good night, and Martin Gable will bring Baker Street to Broadway soon. We miss you. Good night, Bobby Dodd.
Thank you, Arlene. And give as much as you can to the Heart Fund. Good night, Dorothy.
I'm sure we all will, and think of you too, Bobby. Come again. Good night, Bennett.
John, I'll treat you to a parachute ride.
All right.
Good night.
You one too, and I'll hold the parachute. And good night, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being with us on What's My Line.
The CBS Television Network production in association with Mark Simpson and Bill Cotton. This is Johnny Olson speaking.